from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, January 11th. Coming up, the new Illinois General Assembly will be sworn in today, including one of the first Muslim Americans to serve in the Illinois House. We'll meet 23-year-old Nabila Syed coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois will soon be able to offer protections to healthcare providers and patients coming to the state for abortion and gender-affirming care. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The measure blocks other states that outlaw abortion care from prosecuting and extraditing people. It also mandates insurers fully cover drugs used in abortion procedures, gender-affirming care, and HIV treatment. Republicans call the measure immoral. Democratic Senate sponsor Selena Villanueva fiercely pushed back.
Don't sit here and tell me that you have the moral high ground on your soapboxes over mine. You don't get to decide what happens to my body. You don't get to decide what happens to the bodies of a lot of different people from other states that are coming to this state seeking refuge.
The measure needs Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature, and he's expected to sign. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a statewide assault weapons ban into law. Illinois becomes the ninth state with such a measure. It bans dozens of guns already considered assault weapons, plus guns that can be modified to become one. Several counties have already said they won't enforce the new law. Pritzker says, yes, they will.
The state police is responsible for enforcement, as are all law enforcement all across the state, and they will, in fact, do their job, or they won't be in their job.
Gun dealers can sell their existing stock to out-of-state people or businesses, and they can still sell assault weapons to law enforcement or the military. Rifle magazines larger than 10 rounds and pistol magazines larger than 15 are now banned, as are rapid-fire devices known as switches. The first session of the new Illinois General Assembly begins today. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, lawmakers are starting off the year with higher wages.
State lawmakers are now earning $85,000 a year, around 17% more than last year. Mawa Iqbal is a State House reporter for NPR stations in Illinois. She told the 21st show lawmakers gave themselves that raise just a couple of days before the new session in hopes of lowering barriers for less wealthy candidates.
As far as the arguments for it, this would hopefully attract more diverse talent, so people who may not come from, you know, like very high-paying backgrounds.
Opponents like former Republican gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey question the need for raises when regular voters do not get them. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
A lawmaker appointed to a state Senate seat in central Illinois calls himself a Second Amendment advocate and says he does not support the assault weapons ban the governor just signed. Republican State Representative Tom Bennett says he's opposed to the idea that current assault weapon owners would have to report the serial numbers from those weapons to state police.
These are law-abiding citizens that have been involved with their weapons or guns, that gun of shooting ranges, all these sorts of things. And I think, again, they're being impacted, but what have they done wrong?
Bennett says he wants greater emphasis on mental health treatment, particularly after the COVID pandemic forced many people to live in isolation for a long time. Bennett will be sworn in today as state senator for 13 central Illinois counties, stretching from Peoria to the Indiana border. He's the uncle of the late state senator Scott Bennett. Still to come, we'll meet the youngest member of the new Illinois General Assembly, 23-year-old Nabila Syed. That story from Mawa Iqbal is coming up next on 217 Today.
American Masters, Becoming Helen Keller, examines one of the most important human rights activists of the 20th century. The documentary tells the story of the complex life and legacy of author and activist Helen Keller, who was deaf and blind most of her life. Through archival film clips, rare photographs, and expert interviews, you'll learn how she used her celebrity and wit to advocate for women, workers, and people with disabilities. Find out how you can watch as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. At 23 years old, Democrat Nabila Syed will soon be one of the youngest members ever of the Illinois General Assembly. She was elected to serve in the House of Representatives for the next 2 years. Syed and dozens of others will be sworn in today. Mawa Iqbal has more on how the future state lawmaker is preparing for the job.
Syed first wanted to get into politics back in high school, 2016 in particular, when Donald Trump was elected president. He had spent months campaigning on banning immigration from African nations and Muslim-majority countries.
Seeing how Trump was growing in popularity and the kind of support he was getting. And that was like a moment where I was like, man, is this like, is politics meant for people like me? Is this country meant for people like me?
People like her who are proud to wear a hijab. She'll be joining future member of the House Abdel Nasser Rashid as the first Muslims to serve in Springfield. Sayed wants to create a space in politics for people of her and many other identities. And she figured, what better place to do it than in state government?
I felt like the issues I care about are happening at the state level. What I could impact change on is happening at the state level.
Sayed was born and raised in North Suburban Palatine, which is part of the newly drawn 51st Legislative District. She had just finished campaign work for a few local school board races when her friend Anusha told her to run for incumbent Chris Boss's seat. Sayed says he wasn't doing a good job of representing her community and didn't like how he dodged questions on topics like reproductive rights. Boss, who is registered Republican, is labeled, quote, fully pro-life by anti-abortion group Illinois Right to Life.
We didn't have good representation. We didn't have someone at the table who was working hard enough for our community.
While out on the trail, Sayed campaigned on protecting reproductive rights and received endorsements from several pro-abortion groups, like Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She also raised over $480,000, nearly nine times more than what her opponent raised. But it was being out in the community, knocking on doors, where she says she really felt an impact. There was a common concern she kept hearing from people about not feeling heard, especially older residents. Sayed grew up living with her grandmother, so caring for the elderly became a big part of her life from an early age.
There are people that are older in our communities that have contributed so much but are lacking support, whether it's the property taxes, whether it's prescription costs.
That direct contact is just the thing that, above all else, she believes cemented her win.
Some people came out of the polling station and said, I was the only Democrat that they voted for. And to me, that was such a surreal moment because I'm thinking, I'm a 23-year-old, I wear a hijab, I'm visibly Muslim, I'm Indian, and somehow the one Democrat that they decided to vote for was me.
And now with her first term ahead of her, she's channeling that support in her upcoming work. She's hoping to help her colleagues promote organ and tissue donations and push gun reform measures. She says she's already received an outpouring of support from fellow Asian American lawmakers, namely Senator Ram Vilavalam and Representative Teresa Ma. But she says she's got some homework to do first, like literally learning more about how a bill becomes a law. And as a freshman lawmaker, Sayed says she plans to give it her all. But at the same time, she's trying to manage expectations, both for herself and for the people she serves.
You know, whatever we get done will be probably the most that I can get done, but I'll be able to say that I did my best and worked hard on behalf of my community.
For now, she is continuing to meet with her constituents and local elected officials on how to best represent them in Springfield. Plus, she's working on setting up a district office that, she says, will have the best constituent services in the state. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be cloudy and warm today with a high of 51 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, and Eric Stock. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.